Good afternoon and welcome to How You Do Anything is How You Do Everything, the year-long radio show. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Ashwini. How are you?
I am happy to be in the beautiful North Carolina Retreat Center, the Sanctuary.
The Sanctuary in the Pines. Very exciting.
It's gorgeous. Gorgeous. Well, we had a weekend of assignments, and here they are.
Mm-hmm.
So this was related to what do you need to work on. So our question on Friday was, what are you willing to do to resolve it? And then on Saturday, what are the payoffs, positive or negative, for not resolving it? And then on Sunday, it says, you can have anything in the world. What is it? Record and listen on every one of those. All right. Exactly. You know, we don't tackle small questions here.
Right.
All right. So here's our first caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Okay.
Are you there?
I'm going to try again. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Oh, hello. It's Colin here.
Oh, bless your heart. How are you?
Well, I'm happy to be here. and I've been doing the Huber Cure.
Oh,
doing it joyfully. Yes.
Here. Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
so I've been looking at well-being, really, was something I've been looking at. And, no, I'm sorry not to be there, but,
take care of the human. There are many ways to take care of a human being, right? And sometimes it is go to bed and focus on happiness and well-being to help the body get strong again.
Yes, and the willingness, isn't it? There's the willingness, but it's not to be unkind about it, and not to kind of get there at all costs was what I was seeing, and to take care of myself, but also. I was just feeling so much love for all the people on the retreat. I didn't want to give anybody my germs, really. And that felt really important to take care of Sangha and to support everybody in their practice that way, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It is a compassionate viewpoint that we wish more people had. Because, of course, you would be doing a very big plane trip to get here, and on that trip would be people who have the kind of thing you have and worse, right, and just closed in there together, and so many people coming from that, well, I'm just going to do it anyway, kill the symptoms and go on, and then it just gets very hard for everybody. And the thing that I think we lose sight of in that is we can only be as happy as we can be. And you can be just as happy right there in your bed taking care of this lovely human being as you can be anywhere, right? And when we know that, then we never lose. You know, we're never deprived.
Yes, that's right. So that was just what I was trying to practice with, and it was just that wasn't kind of what I thought I was going to be practicing with.
I didn't hear the last little part of your sentence.
Oh well, that wasn't what I thought I'd be practicing with, but I was, and Yes, it's to stay at centre and not to leave centre to get the thing that I want. I think that's what I was seeing, is to
yeah.
stay present and with practice and not to... there's a temptation to go into self-hatred or unkindness to get what I want, but I'm not really prepared
well,
to do that.
What,
I want to stay...
Get what ego wants, right? That's the difference. That's,
right.
To me, that's the huge thing that you're seeing. Because ego would drive you right into the ground in the pursuit of what it says it wants, right? It rarely wants us to go on retreat. But if there's a chance that, you know, you've decided to go, and now there's a chance that you're not going to, then it's going to go, it's going to act as if it's being deprived of the only thing it ever really wanted. Right, and that's designed to make us miserable, right? So, just realize that what you really want is to take care of the human being, go to a place of compassion, do what makes the immune system happiest, which is being happy, and there you are, and you will live to attend another retreat.
Yes. Yes, so I really learned a lot from that, and I'm really grateful for this all to be happening within the context of practice. I'm really grateful. I think I really saw a lot, so I really appreciate mm-hmm. that.
You're having your retreat, right? And
yes,
we'll come into your bedroom every day this week, right? and practice right there with you, right? And so, yeah. Good.
Yeah, and I wish you all the very best.
Well, thank you, Colin. We were very disappointed when we heard you weren't going to be able to make it, and simultaneously really happy that you decided to take care of yourself. So.
Oh, thank you. That's brilliant. Well, I hope it all goes well. I'm sure it will, and I'll be with you and thinking of you. So anyway, thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Go happy. All right.
Go happy.
Thanks, Colin. Sherry, you're fading in and out a little bit. I've
what
got two texts here.
Me? What is
I don't know.
Oh, no, there's nothing wrong with me. You know, I would think, well, it's because of where I am, but clearly that's not the case. I wonder if my phone is giving up the ghost or something. okay, I really don't know what to do. I mean, I can, you know, I just don't know what to do.
That you sound fine. I can hear you clearly. A little muffled, but clear. All right. How about we try our next caller and see how we do?
How do I sound now?
Good.
Do I sound okay? All right. Well, let me know.
Okay. You just went completely out.
Now? Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Hang on. Any better?
Much better.
Okay. All right. Well, I will do my best.
That's all we can ever do.
I know.
Here we go.
I know. All right. Thank you, Ashwini.
Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, Sherry and Ashwini. This is Jen, currently in the Bay Area.
Well, you're an escapee.
Exactly. I don't know if they've noticed yet.
Well, good to hear from you. What do you see?
Oh, well, that right along the lines of that conversation, not the same content, at least yet, but I'm having the experience with this assignment that I've been having with the whole year-long retreat, which is that there's just such this tremendous sense of what we always talk about, but such an experience of it, that everything is the workshop. And so what I've been seeing is that an assignment comes along, and then throughout my day, everything that happens informs that. And
uh-huh.
that there's a way in which when it's like there's that image of, you know, if I want to know everything about the world and life and myself, and you know, I got to race around. I got to find, look, you know, research that and look at this. But But actually, if I just stay here and sit still, everything informs everything. So every assignment that comes along is completely informed by everything that happens in my day, which informs everything else in my life. In fact, that's not completely nonsensical.
No, let's try this, though, and see if this relates.
Yeah. Yeah.
When we're paying attention, everything enlightens us.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't you think that's what they were experiencing too?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Everything enlightens us. Everything enlightens everything. Enlightenment is. Right?
Exactly. So with this assignment in particular, I was looking at this thing, and then we had group at center yesterday morning, and we were talking about, oh, lovely, always a complete pleasure. And we were talking about, someone was talking about being home everywhere, just that process of realizing, gosh, we actually, everywhere we go, we're home. Mm-hmm. And I was talking about how I was seeing in the process of packing that, and this is what came up with the, what do you, you know, what's the thing that you want the most, is that if I pack, metaphorically, pack adequacy, nothing else matters.
Right.
Because, right? Because I'm always going to forget something, like, you know, that little pack of wet wipes or the, you know, the thing that was going to be convenient for the ha-ha. It's never going to be cool perfect by condition standards. But if what I've got is that unbelievable, I know safety would be one word for it, but the being held in realizing that everything enlightens, that when I pay attention, everything enlightens, it's so incredibly relaxing and joyful.
Yes, it is. And the thing, Jen, that the kind of the key to me of all of that is when you said it'll never be, whatever you said, enough or perfect enough from conditioning's perspective. So we've all had that experience of, so there you've packed, you've just done your very best to make it as perfect as you can make it. And then conditioned mind starts looking for the
thing
that you forgot, right? Not
exactly.
We're going to wait and see if that comes up or if I ever actually need it. It's going to go through everything now and try to find the problem, which is
that's
what
right.
we're always doing.
All the time.
Yeah.
And that's the thing that's making me miserable. That's the thing, without realizing it, that's actually the thing that I'm, quote, guarding against. I'm guarding against the voice making me miserable by reminding me that I forgot that one thing. And when actually, if I'm present, it's not a problem.
That's right. In fact, very often people report that sort of thing as the source of a miracle because you're in a situation and you don't have X, Y, or Z, and somebody shows up with just exactly the thing that you need. If we're looking at it from that perspective, you think, now if I'd remembered that, I would have missed that experience.
Exactly. We could miss our entire lives that way, being so quote organized and on top of it, and that we've scrubbed our life clean of any experience of any real presence. So anyway, that's just fun to travel with that realization because that just it just makes
you're always
the experience
home.
So
you're always
fun.
Home.
Exactly.
And so you know, you're always home, you're always with family, and there's always going to be somebody there who has what you need.
Yeah. Exactly so. Yeah.
All right. Thank you, Jen. Safe
Thank
travel.
You. Thank you. You too. Have a great
All
retreat.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jen. Let's pack adequacy, Sherry. That's what I took away from that. Yeah. And adequacy defined as the training that results in us being able to be present to any situation with compassion. Right?
Mm-hmm. So I was thinking of that, the American Express, don't leave home without it. And what Jen was just saying, it works out really nicely because we never leave home. And what we're never going to go without is adequacy. So,
yeah. Yeah. The notion of not forgetting the wet wipes is just that level of detail with which we want to control the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the other point that she made that was so important is it's not the lack of wet wipes, right?
Yes.
Because really, truly, nobody in me cares. But I'm trying to avoid those voices that are going to beat me up for having made a mistake and now put me in this awful situation and whatever they've got going.
Yeah. All right, here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning, it's Todd. Hi, Ashwini. Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Todd.
Happy to be here.
Good. Happy to have you here.
Yes, and I'm with you in spirit in North Carolina. I've never been there, but, I hear it's gorgeous.
Well, next year, good Lord willing, the creek don't rise.
I should plan to go to the East Coast. I should plan. I've done the West Coast. I should do the East Coast.
There you go.
Yeah.
Well, have you been looking at?
Oh, wow. Huge weekend. What I saw, which was just, wow, it really, really, really shifted my perspective on being present, was I couldn't make the Friday morning show live, so I downloaded on my iPod in the afternoon, and I listened to it at the gym, and I had it on a loop, and the third time through, I was stopped in my tracks a half a dozen times of, wow. I never heard that the first time. I never heard that the second time. And it's the third time through the recording, I'm hearing things for the first time, and I'm like, wow, where am I?
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
I know that one.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I think, we talk a lot about it, and there was another element to that was there was no self-hate about it.
Right.
No beatings like, God, you've been practicing for a while now, and you can't listen to a radio show one time around and catch everything. Of course, that was the conversation, but I just ignored it. But I just went, wow, that's really fascinating to watch.
Yes. So question, yes, apparently so.
Right.
Because I'm on the third go-round. So, yes, that is true. And so this is really good information for me to have. Yeah.
Really big information.
Very helpful.
So helpful that life dropped in that evening of the weekends have been a little bit of a vulnerability because there's not that structure and schedule of having that radio show, which I aspire and commit to every day. So life drops in. Let's re-listen to the week during the weekend.
Oh,
my goodness, Sherry. I'm like, wow. The richness of re-listening to those broadcasts through Saturday and Sunday and scheduling them and showing up for those times where, like, I'm going to listen to my Monday show at this time, I'm going to listen to Tuesday show at this time, and seeing, all the resistance, okay, that's fine. And then re-listening to the show and just being with it like it was live and actually having kind of that excitement. Like, a few times I thought I was going to get asked to show up in the queue, but then I came to the realization, oh my goodness, this isn't live. I thought it was live.
Right. Well, it is live. It is live for you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Clearly.
It is live.
And
for me.
I love that, Todd, that you are showing up for you because they're showing up when all of Sangha is showing up, right? Or a good percentage of Sangha is showing up. That's one thing. But you're the whole Sangha there.
Uh-huh.
You're the entire Sangha. And you're just as important as if there were 100, 200, 500, 1,000 people joining you.
Yeah. Oh, wow, it was huge. And just to feel really supported on the weekends when there isn't a regularly scheduled live show and getting a chance to re-listen to them and getting a chance to go through that process.
Whoops.
Ashwini?
Did I go away? Or did Todd?
It looks like Todd did. Well, I'm going to try to get him back. Hang on one second, Sherry.
Okay.
Am I back?
Todd. Yes,
you're back.
You are.
Yoo-hoo.
Yes. Yeah.
So.
All right.
Where are we?
Well, we're
home.
You were just, we're here, we're home. talking about how powerful it is to have to set that up for yourself on the weekend,
yes,
and to be able to do basically the same thing you did at the gym, which,
yes,
is listen to it as if, you know, with a fresh mind, a Zen mind, and be present to it as,
yes,
if it's the first time, which it is.
Yes, yes, that's exactly my experience, coming to it, mm-hmm, like it's the first time I've ever listened to it, and hearing things that I maybe don't recall hearing it the first time, but again, you know, mm-hmm, not allowing the beatings, not and seeing that,
no,
through the whole process, there's expanded awareness that I'm not always fully present, but that's not a problem, and there's nothing wrong with it, because,
right,
I'm just practicing,
right,
getting here and practicing being here.
That's right. That's,
yeah,
right. And the what the voices would have you miss,
uh-huh,
is the fact, you know, you might not have been listening to what somebody was saying on the show.
Right.
But that doesn't mean you're not present. You know, you could have stubbed your toe, or you could have, you know, reached over to make sure you don't spill your tea, or,
yeah,
whatever it is. And so it doesn't mean you're unconscious. It just means you weren't listening to that at that moment.
Wow.
So probably if we hypnotized you, you,
yes,
could repeat back every single word that you heard. It's just that, yeah, so not to fall for conditioned mind's ideas of what being present is.
Thank you for that distinction. That is really great, because that is super subtle, and it's something that I could be bamboozled by.
Exactly. We all could. Wow,
yeah,
if you weren't there, you missed that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Thank you, Sherry.
Well, thank you.
Stephanie. Have a
thank
wonderful
you,
retreat. Go happy.
Oh,
treasure
go to
yourself.
Our best. Go. All right.
thank you so much.
Gotcha.
Deep gosh and gratitude.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Todd. Sherry, I lost the cue, so I'm going to just bring the next person live while I work on repairing
the
software here. Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Here you go. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hello, Sherry.
Hi.
This is Claire from London.
Hello, Claire.
How are you?
What are you seeing?
I'm seeing, my one thing that I wanted in the world was to be happy and at ease with myself and other people. But I absolutely loved Jen's adequacy. I think that really covers everything, doesn't it?
Yep. And so did you put it in your pocket right then?
Yes, I did.
Okay,
I did.
Very good. Very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right
it's,
next to your heart.
Right? Yes.
Put
absolutely.
It in that pocket right next to your heart. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. You know, I've been seeing lots of other things. One thing that keeps coming through in various assignments is that in order to transform, I need to prove all of this to myself by practicing looking after my heart. You know, not going through the motions with the exercises and not being kidded and bamboozled that if I read a lot of things about spiritual practice and do lots of exercises, that'll be a substitute for actually proving it to myself that turning towards fear will actually work.
Right.
Yeah.
So if I'm tracking along with you,
mm-hmm.
so you're afraid of drowning.
Yes.
And so if you read tons about all different kinds of water and people being in water and boats and all that, then that'll somehow relieve you of the obligation of getting in the water.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it doesn't, does it? It just
no.
doesn't.
It just
yeah.
doesn't. No.
In fact, what you're seeing, I project, is that it not only does it not take care of the fear, it reinforces the fear. So
yes.
everything that I'm doing to try to take care of myself around that is just reinforcing the fear, because I'm listening to ego, and I'm actually feeding ego instead of taking care of the human being.
Absolutely, yes, yes,
mm-hmm.
yeah. It just seems that a lot of the assignments that I'm doing sort of seem to come up with that theme at the moment.
Yeah. Seeing that difference, and my little water image there. What just dropped in is, you know, there you are, a little person. You know, you're 3 or 4 or 5 years old, and you're terrified of the water. And you have the kindest, most compassionate, loving grown up who's going to be there with you as you move through your fear of water. And there's no hurry, there's no pressure, there's just constant kindness and love and compassion as you do whatever you need to do to move from being afraid of the water to loving the water. And that's what we're doing in awareness practice.
Yes. Yeah. Fantastic.
Whatever she needs. She needs, however long it takes, it doesn't matter, but she is getting in the water, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, that's wonderful.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm happy
thank
to
you.
Be here.
Yes. Well, and what's really fun, so we've heard from the UK twice this morning and once from Canada. So I feel completely blessed that we can be here in North Carolina listening to people across the water, across the country and north, and all of you sound, I don't know, I guess I don't sound that good, but all of you sound wonderful and like you're next door, which is right where we want you. Next door.
I know. I feel as if
right
I'm
here
next
with
door.
Us.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Thanks Claire.
Jerry. Yeah. Thanks, Ashley.
So happy.
Yeah,
thanks, Claire.
Too. Bye.
Bye. Sherry, we have time for one more caller. So here we go. Next
right.
caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? Hello?
Hi, it's Sarah.
Hey, you
hello there. Yeah, this has been really a wonderful show. Can you hear me?
I missed
okay?
the
no.
name.
Oh, it's Sarah in Iowa City.
Oh, hi, Sarah.
Hello. Yeah, it's really been a wonderful show. I love what Jen said as well about adequacy because, you know, I think that story of being inadequate to my life is something that, you know, that it is the theme of ego. So,
yes, the theme of ego. There's something wrong with you. Yeah, you're not equal to your life. Here, let me point out what it is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's got a list of about 10 things it likes to run through. And what I've really loved about this year-long retreat and the workbook is how quickly it can take me to a place of disidentification with that. And I, it's almost like I had the experience when I was answering the questions on the over the weekend of you know the experience of like playing with a Ouija board.
Yeah.
You know, and watching my hand writing it and wondering like, what is it that's writing that answer? Because it's not awareness writing that answer. And you know, and it was just nice to feel that detachment from, you know, the idea of what was wrong. And then when I got to the next question about what is it that you really want, I wrote down love, but then thought, no, that I have, you know, I already have, that's like the essence of what I have. What I want is awareness of that.
Uh-huh.
And
receiving that.
Yeah.
Conscious awareness, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah,
really letting yourself have it.
Yeah, have it. Have it as opposed to the story of the inadequacy. And then it was just that, you know, when I do have it, it feels like my vision improves suddenly. Like I can see distance in ways that I don't normally. And I can see reality a little more clearly. And I looked at my house and I thought, wow, there's kind of like a 12-year-old running this house. You know, the story of, I don't know, it's hard to explain it, but this story of not being able to manage my life just didn't seem true at all.
Uh-huh. You didn't see that from a self-hating place. You just saw it from, this is
yeah, there was no self-hate at all. No, like it's yeah. what Jen's describing—a sense of adequacy. Like, oh no, no, that was just a story about like the unmanageability of like keeping up my house and getting work done and you know all these things. That it was this really elaborate story, but it wasn't true. And you know, I don't know what it is about the workbook and how it can. It just opens up that window to see yes. reality.
Yes, yes. You know, I've often said that the advantage to journaling, not since recording and listening do I think anybody should ever journal, but when we write something down, we disidentify the length of our arm. You know,
you
put it down and it's away from you. It's a distance from you. And I project that's what the workbook is doing for us. You know, it goes out of conditioned mind. It's there on the paper, and we just see it from a different place. We see it from awareness rather than feeling like we're inside the story.
Yeah, yeah. And it's wonderfully, it's such a wonderful, peaceful place to to feel adequate and to feel that other people are adequate too.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that improved vision because that's what it is, isn't it? Nothing changes. Nothing, as our practice deepens, nothing changes. And as my teacher would say, nothing changes and everything is different.
Yeah, and it's like when you're in I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, it's like when you're getting that eye exam and they turn, you know, is this better, is this better? It's that level. I mean, that's literally what happens with my vision. I can see the lines of the trees and I can see farther and I can take in more that's around me, you know, sort of at the periphery, and it just feels, it's just a wonderful feeling. So, yeah, so thank you.
Expansive.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. I have a wonderful retreat. I love that retreat. So, to all those people that are there listening to it, yeah. It's going to be a wonderful experience.
All right. Thank you, Sarah. Right. Maybe we'll see you in Pennsylvania. We don't know.
Well, I actually will see you in May in at the monastery. So.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay. I can wait till May. All right. That's good.
Okay.
That's much better than September.
All right. Thank you, Sarah.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Go happy. Thanks, Sarah. Oh, it's just so wonderful to see people that we really can't wait to see. You know, that's the highlight of being here. It's just the best.
Yeah, here where there are all of these just gorgeous people.
I know. Yeah, it's truly such an experience of gassho.
Yes. Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
Well, that brings us to the end of our show, Sherry. And the assignment for today is related to yesterday's assignment, which is you can have anything in the world. What is it? And then the question today is, how did you select it? What was your process? Record and listen.
Ooh. Uh-huh. All right. Very exciting. Thank you. Thank you, Ashwini.
Thank you,
everybody.
Sherry.
Go happy.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Talk to you tomorrow.